And 94.7 The Pulse is where you're listening to Rotary Radio. Good afternoon to Mark Scott, President of the Rotary Club of Ballarat. Mark, we've been talking today about Rotary themes and talking about the new one coming in this year, Engage Rotary, Change Lives. And I guess one area where Rotary has really been engaged is Ballarat itself, with, what, no less than 7 clubs?
Yes, there are a lot of clubs in Ballarat, but the beauty of them, and this is one thing that we've found through the swap meet, which you've probably already spoken about, the clubs are all starting to get together. We're starting to spend a lot more time with each other. The relationships amongst the presidents this year is excellent. We all get on very, very well and do ring up and compare notes, I have to say, at different times. But what we're finding, the swap meet, which is coming up on the 22nd of February, it's run by the combined Rotary Clubs of Ballarat. So while we have 7 different Rotary Clubs, we are all generally pulling in the same direction, which is really, really good.
And what sort of turnout do you get for the swap meet?
We'll get pretty much a full attendance from most of the Rotary Clubs. We run everything from car parking to barbecues to the stalls to food to organisation, just about everything. And we use the expertise of different Rotarians in different areas so that the whole thing goes without too many problems, too many troubles at all. This year, one of our members is running the show. Past President Rob Glass is in charge of the swap meet committee this year, and as such, his committee is made up of Rotarians from all 7 clubs, and that's it. They just all pull together, and each of the clubs know exactly what's required of them and where they stand.
Could you tell me, Mark, pardon my ignorance, but what do you swap? What is swapped at a swap meet?
There's car and motorbike parts.
Ah.
Yeah, there's over 2,000 stalls already booked in.
2,000?
Yep, and it starts on, I think it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday of the weekend of, I think it's the 22nd of February or thereabouts.
So this is undercover?
No, it's not.
No.
It's outside, and I can tell you last year it got very, very warm.
Right.
But, you know, Rotarians just...
Oh, we thrive on it.
Yeah, we did. Especially the barbecues. I think we all lost weight, but that's another...
So this is a totally Rotary thing.
Rotary run it. We've taken over the running of it
right.
From a private enterprise, and with the help of the City Council and numerous other groups, we'll get it done.
Yeah, and how do you then share the proceeds amongst the 7?
It's pretty much an unwritten rule. You put in, you get an equal share.
An equal share. Oh, that's fantastic.
And, you know, it last year was extremely successful. Bit of a learning program, but this year lessons have been learned and really looking forward to it. It should be a very, very successful day.
Mark, it's Anthony Wilson here, mate. How many attendees, people from the public, would you get coming throughput over 4 days? I imagine it'd be quite some tens of thousands of people.
Hundreds of thousands.
Hundreds of thousands. Oh, yeah. That's fantastic. So where do you hold it?
It's out near the airport.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, so if you're driving out to the airport, at any time you'll find people and guiding you into car parks and and things like that. It is a huge operation. And again, credit to Rob Glass and his committee, his crew, for the way they organise it.
Do you have any other community groups involved, or is it all just the Rotary clubs?
Predominantly Rotary.
Right, okay.
Very much Rotary. Dare I say it, if there's a job that we don't want to do, we'll see if we can find somebody to do it.
That's where Lions clubs come in.
That's right.
I'm glad you said that. I wasn't going to say a thing. Yeah. But no, it's a great day, and I think we all do enjoy it, have a lot of fun. The one area that we've just completed, actually, as far as Ballarat goes, is Springfest. And Springfest, which is held around the lake each year, and while you have Market Sunday, you also have lead-up events like Quiz Nights and Night at the Trots, Springfest Golf, the Golf Day. So it's a real moneymaker, and since 2007 we've raised over $340,000 and given that to local charities.
Right, okay.
So, and we had our major event, if you like, our presentation at our meeting last Thursday at lunchtime. So we're a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lunchtime meeting, starts at 1 and finishes at 2.
It's very crucial, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, a lot of our members appreciate that they can take that hour, get away from work for an hour, or, you know, sit down, have a chat to friends, fellow Rotarians, and then know that at 2 o'clock they're going to stand up and walk out.
Mm-hmm.
Makes it hard for some guest speakers, especially those that are interesting.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Can you give us some of the, just a couple of the projects that you've been supporting through your fundraising efforts?
We've got, as I said, with Springfest, the majority of them are all local charities that we look at. The Midwife Support Committee,
yes.
Ballarat and District Nursing and Healthcare, Ballarat Hospice, Ballarat Lead On Youth Program, Cops and Kids.
Right.
And Dana Street Primary School, Lyric Theatre, Nazareth Healthcare, On Track Foundation, YMCA, Lighthouse Foundation, again for underprivileged and homeless kids, and also Rotary Foundation, of course, and some of the funds come back to us for, as you're aware, you have guest speakers who at times you'd like to give some money to or something.
Yes.
Like that.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You certainly donate to those causes as well. But as you can see from that list, it's a pretty wide and varied list. Also, Ballarat Secondary Link Up. There we go. That's another one.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a varied list, and each year we call for nominations if you'd like to receive funds from Springfest.
Okay.
And so these groups apply, and if they fulfil the criteria, then we're happy to seriously look at donating funds to them. But Springfest and everything to do with Springfest, it's all about the city of Ballarat. And we give the opportunity for the other Rotary clubs. There's an area set aside for all the Rotary clubs to get together and present Rotary Ballarat. One of the really good things about Rotary in Ballarat, it doesn't matter what day of the week or what night of the week, you wish to go to Rotary. If you'd like to come to Rotary, then there is a club meeting that will suit the time that you want to go to Rotary.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether that be a breakfast meeting with Wendouree Breakfast, or whether it be a night meeting with some of the other clubs, or a lunchtime meeting with ourselves, then always happy to see aspiring Rotarians, as no doubt the people of Geelong are as well, or Geelong Rotary Clubs are as well. So it's really, really easy. Just get in touch with your local Rotary Club, and they can point you in the right direction.
And how many members have you got in your club, Mark?
68.
Oh, right, okay, so that's not a bad number at all.
No, no, and we should have a couple more. As you can understand, being a past president, Ron or Anthony, please excuse me for that.
It was Anthony, mate, sorry, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Anthony, as a president, you like to see your club grow.
Mm-hmm.
You like to make sure your club is active, and you like to make sure you don't leave too big a mess for the next president.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Mark, we, our club, Rotary Club of Cryle Bay, takes part in the, or takes advantage, I suppose, of the Ballarat South raffle.
Yes.
Yeah, and that's an amazing effort that they put forward on behalf of not only Rotary clubs but other service clubs as well.
Yeah.
Does your club take part in that, or just their club?
We don't, because we run in conjunction with Springfest a trailer raffle.
Right.
You win the trailer and everything in the trailer. It's usually drawn just before Christmas, and if you win it, you don't have to worry about buying Christmas presents. So hopefully the wife wins it and then gives it all to the husband, and their garden will never ever be the same again, because everything's there to clean it up and tidy it up. So, but again, talking of Ballarat South and Steve Irvin, they allow us to sell our raffle tickets at the Sunday market. which is here every Sunday from very early in the morning till about 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And they run that, do they? Or?
Yes, they run that, and they allow us to, during Springfest and when we've got our raffle going, which is usually from July through to about November or August through November.
Right.
We man that, and Rotarians take it in turn, so all the Rotarians get together. And actually, it's a pretty good way to meet other Rotarians within your club.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because you get to stand around and sit around and sell raffle tickets and, you know, usually logged on for 2 or 3 hours at a time. So once you've had your 2 or 3 hours, you might have a coffee with them afterwards or something like that, but you feel as though you get to know your fellow club members a lot better. Mm-hmm. And I think it's something that, especially in this day and age, it's nice to talk to people rather than text them,
yes,
email them, or talk to them on a mobile phone.
Or tweet or Facebook.
That's the one, yeah, that was the one, Kathy, tweet.
Yes, yes.
I've got no idea how to do it or what it is, but I'm sick of it already.
Yeah.
On that note, I think we'll take a word from our sponsors.
Thanks,
Mark.
See you at district conference, maybe.
Thanks, Ron. Thanks, Anthony. Thanks, Kathy.
Bye. Yeah,
cheers.
Bye.